Twitter blue checks react to Tim Scott, Uncle Tim gave bullsh tea speech. By Ashley Oliver on April 29, 2021. Verified accounts on Twitter took to the platform after Senator Tim Scott, RSC, delivered the Republican response to President Joe Biden's joint address speech Wednesday night to provide their reactions, many of which were laced with disapproval and disdain, and, at times, included a racial slur. Scott's speech served as a rebuttal to Biden as he observed that Biden spoke in empty platitudes and that the country instead needed the president to find common ground amid sharp partisan divides. During his speech, the South Carolina Republican expressed concern for children across the country missing a year of in-person learning. He highlighted how Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure plan is mostly packed with items Republicans do not define as infrastructure, and said the country is most desperately in need of common ground on the topic of race. Scott, a Black American who has described his road to success in terms of his family being able to go from cotton to Congress in one lifetime, also declared during his speech that America is not a racist country and praised the country for its progress, which included, he said, creating the most inclusive economy in history pre-coronavirus and securing permanent funding for historically Black colleges. Several Twitter users and establishment media, activism, and entertainment realms with blue check marks beside their names reacted viciously to Scott's message, some lobbing the racial slur of Uncle Tim at the Republican senator, calling his speech bullshit, and blaming him for spreading disinformation. Far-left activist Bree Newsom accused Scott of having cognitive dissonance and said his phrase "from cotton to Congress" is cringe. Lincoln Project Executive Director Fred Wellman called Scott's speech utter bullshit and a pathetic joke. How to be an anti-racist author Ibram Kendi indicated Scott was in denial of America's racism. The Democratic Coalition described the speech as frivolous hot garbage. Young Turks founder Cenk Uygur called Scott a very pleasant liar. Turay, a former Daily Beast contributor and former co-host of MSNBC's The Cycle, justified Scott being an Uncle Tim and accused him of aiding and abetting white supremacy. MSNBC's Joy Reid said in a television appearance she was shocked and a bit embarrassed for Scott and said his speech contained a lot of disinformation. Reverend Jesse Jackson said Republican leaders' selection of Scott to give their party's response speech was disgraceful and embarrassing and described the logic in Scott's speech as weak and sick. Morgan State University professor and MSNBC contributor Jason Johnson said Scott gave cover to the insurrection in reference to the January 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol and that his message of unity rings hollow. Former Clinton administration Labor Secretary Robert Reich suggested Scott's position as the one Black Republican in the Senate means America is racist. Producer and commentator Tariq Nasheed referred to Scott as a victim acting as a crash test dummy for white supremacy, calling him Uncle Tim and accusing him of speaking in bad faith. Author Mujib Bedelin, whose Twitter biography states he is senior advisor to the left-wing Really American PAC, called Scott's speech bullshit and referred to him as Uncle Tim. Bernice King, daughter of Martin Luther King Jr., indicated Scott lives in another America. Democratic National Committee Chair Jamie Harrison, who lost his 2020 U.S. Senate race in South Carolina to Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, said at the start of Scott's speech he had to remind his followers of Scott having more flip-flops than all of Myrtle Beach and later called the speech empty. Vox's Aaron Ruper called the speech weak sauce. Washington Post Global Opinion Editor Karen Attia. More. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com.